From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Monday, December 23rd, 2019.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Douglas Ridge, a new eco-conservation subdivision in Brunswick, dedicated to nature-centric sustainable home design. More at douglasridge.com.
The deadline has passed for 2020 presidential hopefuls to file to participate in Maine's March 3rd primary. Candidates would have needed to submit at least 2,000 signatures of registered voters enrolled in their party by 5 this afternoon. The state of Maine has filed suit against the former owners of Castle Builders, Inc. for allegedly using deceptive marketing practices that resulted in dozens of people paying for contracting work they never got. The lawsuit seeks to prevent Malcolm and Elizabeth Stewart from engaging in home construction services in Maine, as well as restitution and other penalties and fees. The Stewarts deny most of the charges against them. A federal judge is putting on hold a new Maine law that would allow cable television customers to subscribe a la carte to individual channels and avoid programming bundles they don't want. Fred Bever has more.
U.S. District Court Judge Nancy Torreson granted a temporary injunction to Comcast and other challengers on Friday. She found that the companies were likely to prevail on their claim that the law violates their rights of editorial control under the First Amendment. Torreson noted that while that was a probable outcome of the case, the evidence wasn't sufficiently developed to throw the law out altogether, and she ordered a trial. Representative Jeffrey Evangelos, an independent from Freedom who authored the cable a la carte bill, says the judge is putting corporate free speech ahead of consumers' free choice. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
And promissory note scams and Ponzi schemes topped the list of the top 5 biggest traps for Maine investors in 2020. Maine Securities Administrator Judith Shaw says rounding out the list are real estate investment scams, cryptocurrency-related investment products, and social media internet-based investment schemes, which Shaw says often include so-called affinity frauds.
And that is where the person behind the scheme is trying to connect with you because you share something in common. We've had them in the past where someone on social media has said, I am looking for people who are of the same faith that I am.
Shaw says it's important for investors to understand what they're investing in and whom they are investing with. She says her number one recommendation for people thinking about investing is to call the Maine Office of Securities to learn more about the people soliciting the investment and the products they're offering. In weather tonight, snow showers north in mountains. Otherwise, skies clearing with lows in the high teens to low 30s. As 2019 draws to a close, we bring you a story about three dots, not an ellipsis or a new discovery in the solar system or a location on a map. Nope, this is a story about three women named Dorothy, all born in 1919, who grew up together in the same hometown, celebrated their 100th birthdays this past year, and who are still friends. Susan Sharon has more.
Back in 1919, Dorothy was the third most popular girl's name, and the chance of living to age 100 was 1.9%. So imagine the odds that former classmates and longtime friends Dot Buchanan, Dot Murray, and Dot Kern would still be living in Auburn, Maine, and 10 decades later, meeting for tea.
Looks like we made it.
Don't you think as though that we look as though we're going to make it?
Sitting on the sofa in Dot Buchanan's living room, the three great-grandmothers squeeze hands. Their hair is thinner, and it's more difficult for them to get around. But they say they find comfort in their extended families and in their unusual connection that brings them together to reminisce a couple of times a year.
We all went through the Depression. And no one had any more than the other.
Growing up in the late 1920s and early 30s, Dot Murray says economic times were tough, but everyone made do.
We couldn't spend much, that's all.
Murray had a fondness for Depression-era pickle sandwiches. That's sweet pickles with mayonnaise on bread. And she loved socializing, still does, at family gatherings and parties with her friends. Dopbuchanan recalls Murray as a striking drum majorette in the high school marching band.
She had big boobs. And you did. And you'd go back and forth and back and forth. And you were really very good.
Dot Kern is the youngest of the three.
I don't feel any older than I did when I was 16. Really, yes. Truly.
Kern is a graduate of Bates College who worked as a reporter for the student newspaper and then at the Lewiston Sun Journal, where she and her husband met. During World War II, he served in the Army. They wrote letters to each other every day for 4 years. Kern says after the war was over, he called to say that he was coming home and she should meet him at the bottom of their hill that night. But when the time came, Kern says she got lost in her excitement.
And I walked right by him, and he hauled and said, "Dot, I must have been in seventh heaven," and I thought, how could I have missed him?
She went on to earn a second degree in library science from Colby College and worked as a high school librarian, a job she loved, for 20 years. Dot Murray had a bank job and later helped her husband run his business. And Dot Buchanan was an executive secretary at the American Red Cross during World War II. She remembers the sound of the teletype ticking off war casualties, always fearful that it could include the name of her husband, who was stationed in Hawaii, or someone else she knew. Like both Kern and Murray, Buchanan was a working mother.
After the war, that was when women were liberated and they started working. But I liked everything I did, I always liked.
All three women enjoy reading and music. Murray plays the piano by ear, and singing, although Dot Kern says she was sorry to have to give up her participation in the church choir earlier this year. There was concern that she might take a fall. All three are also guided by their faith.
And you just wonder sometimes, well, why? Why me? Why am I living so long?
When the Dots get together, they say they always ask each other the same question.
How are you feeling?
Yeah. And they say they're feeling fine, especially Dot Murray.
I don't have an ache or a pain. I drive. I do everything, as I always have.
Why does the police let you drive it?
Because I haven't had any accidents.
Well, yeah, but
they can't stop me.
You're due.
I'm still an excellent driver.
I didn't say you weren't.
Giving up driving has been difficult, the other two Dots admit, and both did so reluctantly. No one wants to lose their independence or be a burden to their families. That's their number one concern. Getting to the advanced age of 100, they say, means giving up a lot. They've outlived husbands, friends, siblings, and even several of their children. And they have some sage advice for the rest of us. Dot Kern says she's been surprised by the passage of time.
Time has gone fast. It doesn't slow down and get drab. It goes fast.
Her wish is that everyone would slow down, pay attention to the planet, and deal with climate change. Dot Buchanan yearns for tolerance.
Accept other people for what they are. Accept them for their true being, because everybody's not alike.
Dot Murray has a similar wish. She's concerned about polarizing political views in the country and the direction she sees it headed.
Get along. Love one another.
And then, glancing at Dot Buchanan's little dog Jody resting on the living room floor, Murray adds, "You know, everyone should have a dog." For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 o'clock for a look at prime time in Maine's ski industry. I'm Nora Flaherty.